Welcome to the Elevate Effect, the official podcast of Cedar Hill, Texas. I am your host, Mayor Stephen Mason. As the highest point from the Red River to the Gulf of Mexico, our thriving city is elevated in more ways than one. We will have great conversations with thought leaders and change makers, answer community questions submitted by you, and share important city happenings. Now, we are live from the Poetic Justice Studio at the Trafine Hickman Library in 3, 2, 1. So when you say Uber style, are you saying I can pull up my phone, push an app, and get service?
Absolutely. Okay. And so we have our Start Out app. You can get it on Google or Apple. Okay. Download it, open it, you get yourself registered, and then you can book your trips as long as you're within the zone. And so that zone includes the city limits of Cedar Hill. And in this area, it also includes Duncanville and DeSoto.
Okay. And welcome back to the Elevate Effect, where we are highlighting the leaders and initiatives making a real difference in our communities. Today, we are talking about something that affects us all. It's mobility. Whether it is getting to work, school, a doctor's appointment, or just staying connected to the places we all care about. Reliable transportation is key to opportunity. That is why I'm excited to welcome two people who are at the forefront of keeping our region moving. Tommy Hendricks, Executive Director of Star Transit, and Kim Britton, their Deputy Executive Director. Star Transit is a public transportation provider that connects people across Dallas County and beyond. And today, we are talking about how their initiatives affect you, the listeners. Tommy and Kim, welcome to the Elevate Effect. How are you doing today?
We're good.
Yes, yeah, good afternoon.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure if you ever been on a podcast before, but it is my pleasure to be able to have you. Kim, is this your first one?
It's my first one. I did do some time in radio, but that was prior to podcast, but yes.
Well, you look probably very well advanced then.
I wouldn't say that.
So let's start with the basics. For listeners who may not be familiar, can you tell us what is Star Transit and how does it serve the community?
Yeah, so I think you touched on a little bit public transportation, right? Mobility is what we do, and so getting people to where they need to go, if that's work, doctor's appointment, grocery shopping, you know, those are the three big trip purposes that we do every day. In Cedar Hill, we're coming up on 2 years now, and we're excited to be here. It's been a great 2 years, and a lot of good things are happening.
All right. Anything to add to that? Okay. So, yes, in 2023, Star Transit officially launched here in Cedar Hill. Can you break down what that includes, how someone might use it for their daily routine?
Yeah, so we've got two different types of services that we provide here. Both are considered your demand response style service. And so you book the ride in advance. 14 days out is what we do, and it's curb-to-curb service. So it's not your typical fixed-route bus stop where you go and you wait at the curb at a fixed location. We're going to come to your house and pick you up. We've got two services, one that books in advance. We do a lot of medical appointments. You know, if you've got a doctor's appointment that you need, you know when you need to ride, call us, we'll put that on the schedule. Our second service is more on demand. It's this micro transit service. And so this has kind of been the new thing from a transit standpoint. And we like to consider it our Uber style service. That's what a lot of the folks know this style of service by is Uber and Lyft. And so it's our version of that. App-based, download the app, book your ride. Our goal is to be there in 15, 20 minutes, right? We try to keep that wait time down. And the one difference with that, it's a little bit smaller of a service area. We try to do short trips, you know, one or two people on board. We utilize a smaller vehicle for that. So we operate a lot of vans, non-CDL vehicles. You don't see the big 40-foot bus driving around town that you would see in other cities. So we're kind of that micro transit service.
Okay.
Yeah.
So originally, Kim, this was what I thought was more for seniors, but it appears that it's for all kinds. Can you kind of break it down?
Sure. So we are considered public transportation. So anyone can ride our vehicles as long as they're 13 or above to be able to ride by themselves. Because we're public, it's for anybody. And so we're seeing more work trips. We're seeing more younger adults going to their first jobs or to college. And so, we've changed from a marketing standpoint. We've also kind of changed that a little bit so that it's not just because from a marketing standpoint, especially when I first started, it was always, oh, you're for elderly, disabled, riders only. No. And we still get that on occasion, but we're for everybody. And so we really have tried, like our Star Now service is branded different than what our demand response is branded. So from that standpoint, we've been trying to attract more or even just educate residents on that anybody can use it.
So when you say Uber style, are you saying I can pull up my phone, push an app, and get service?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so we have our StarNow app. You can get it on Google or Apple. Okay. Download it, open it, you get yourself registered, and then you can book your trips as long as you're within the zone. And so that zone includes the city limits of Cedar Hill. And in this area, it also includes Duncanville and DeSoto.
Okay. And the name of that app again is?
StarNow.
Yep.
Okay.
And, the other thing that I'll mention, because you talked about the original, not purpose or intent, but incorporating that senior service, right? Something that was important to the city. And that's a big thing that we do every day. We've got a good group of seniors in Cedar Hill that we take to the senior center every single day. And if it's not the senior center, it's the rec center. And so kudos to the city for providing those amenities to the citizens so they have access to that. And in fact, we're, here at the new library, our vehicles are in and out of here. Maybe not every day, but on a weekly basis, we're taking people up to this city facility as well.
Yeah. And we weren't real sure, especially when we started our StarNow service, if our seniors, the older adults, would utilize this service, and they are. Seniors are not what we used to think is being seniors, that they're using their smartphones. They're using those apps. They're educating themselves. And so we do see quite a few seniors that utilize that service too. So it truly is meant for anybody.
So I'll tell you, when I first became mayor, prior to me pursuing, the office of mayor, there used to be a motorized wheelchair driving up and down our sidewalks. Mm-hmm. And we don't have sidewalks, everywhere. Mm-hmm. So those motorized wheelchairs would be on the shoulders of the streets, going to place to place. I imagine they're going to grocery store and things like that. And it's always been on my heart that, I don't know how far this motorized wheelchair is going, but I've seen it very often. When I pursue the office of mayor, thankful for the voters to allow me to be able to serve in this capacity. I did a senior survey, and I actually put together a committee, and some feedback that we got back from that was some sort of a type of transportation. So you're actually right, Alan. It was really more of, well, I need to have transportation for our seniors. That was the initial plan, initial vision for that. Then we ended up, seeking partnership such as Star Transit. And you shared with us that we're a public transportation agency. We just can't, isolate just for one type of community, which I appreciate you doing that. But I am so proud to know that our seniors are taking fully advantage of it. And I imagine it's probably both promotions on both the public transit agency and also Cedar Hill is also getting the information out.
Absolutely.
Would you kind of like to expound on a little bit of how is Cedar Hill, know what Star Transit is?
You want to take that?
Sure.
That's more Kim's wheelhouse.
So, you know, in the beginning, because we are public transportation, you know, we have to go through certain processes because of how we're funded through grants through the city. So we have to do a public involvement process. So even prior to us launching, we did a, you know, a lengthy meetings with the citizens. What are they looking for? What are their needs? So, you know, and plus we use that time as education and the fact that we're getting ready to launch service. So, I mean, we've done billboards, we've done magazine ads. The city has been super supportive. Mm-hmm. I mean, and what we've realized is that when the city supports this service, it is successful. And so because of what the city has done, city staff, you, and the support that we've gotten all around, you know, that's how people know. Doing things like this. You know, we have these kinds of opportunities. Anytime I tell people all the time, anytime I have a chance to talk about public transportation, I'm going to, because I believe in it and I believe in what it does and, you know, and the people that it benefits. So just traditional marketing, what other people do, we do as well. So, again, anytime we have a chance to support city events, we sponsor city events.
Thank you for that.
Chamber, we're members of the chamber. So, we do our best to get out and about and be good partners.
Tommy, what does it mean when we say that transportation connects people to opportunities, and how are you seeing that come to life in the areas you serve?
You know, I think the opportunities that we see, and I believe Kim mentioned this, you know, young person getting to their first job, mm-hmm. or high school graduate, moving on to college, connecting people to higher education, and really opportunities outside of that, you know, exist every day. And we've talked about some of the things that we do in and around Cedar Hill, but one of our big requests is medical trips into Dallas. And those are extremely important. Those are trips that we want to focus on. That was something that, as a board, we identified that we need to improve upon. And those are one of the toughest things that we deal with every day is getting riders to these critical doctor's appointments. And sometimes there's just not enough hours in a day, you know, and that's something that we deal with, not being able to be everywhere for everyone all the time is something that we talk about. And so, you know, those are the important opportunities that we don't want to lose sight of, because some of the in-town travel is pretty routine for us, but making sure that we're getting people to those important doctor's appointments is something that we also want to make sure that we focus on.
It's essential. And, you know, help me, if I don't mind, to kind of dig a little deeper. So you say curb-to-curb service, but if you go to a doctor's appointment, you don't know how long you're going to be at the doctor. So does the apparatus just wait for you there, or how does that work?
Yeah, you know, it depends. And that's one of the things one of the benefits of being part of a system, right? If a rider in Cedar Hill went on a Cedar Hill bus, their return ride may not be on a Cedar Hill bus. It may be on one of our neighboring cities that happened to be in that area, and it was more efficient for us to use that vehicle to drop here and then they go back. And so that's just some of the efficiencies that we're able to gain by having a larger service area and being able to connect. You know, and that was one thing that we heard during the launch of our Cedar Hill service was, well, I need to get over to DeSoto, right? Or I need to get over to Duncanville. And those are neighboring Star Transit service areas that was one of the first changes we made after we implemented service. Within the first couple months, we adjusted because we were getting requests to, hey, I need to go over to DeSoto. Well, now you can do that same day. You can do that via the app. You don't have to call our call center. You don't have to book that in advance. We'll take you, you know, and you've got more of that regional connection.
Yep.
Something that I don't think has come up is the connection that we provide to DART. And that is when you talk about top destinations, going to DART Light Rail is one of the most frequent trips that we do. Because we can get somebody to the Dart Light Rail Station and then they can go anywhere in the region. And so that's a very important connection that we provide in this area.
You know, we and vice versa, coming from the Dart into Cedar Hill for work or visit family or whatever that might be. So it's, you know, it's that regional connection that you spoke about in the intro. Yeah. It's just trying to kind of, you know.
Yeah, so I'm a name drop. I have a good friend of mine. Her name is Lisa Theory.
You know Lisa? Yes, we do. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, she actually serves as one of our planning and zoning commissioners.
Oh, okay, good. She rides all the time.
She
rides all the time, and she is, you know, she is so high on Star Transit. She used to, you know, live here in Cedar Hill. She used to drive her vehicle to the Dart station, as you mentioned, here off of Hampton, and go into work. And she has a government, you know, federal government job. So she's there all day, and then she takes that bus back. But when Star Transit, you know, come, she don't drive her vehicle. She doesn't use her gas. She calls Star Transit. Now she's of age where I think she pays like a dollar to travel. So where there's, you know, her budget, you know, now she got a little extra money in her pocket, call Star Transit, pick her up at the curb, take her to Dart. And then when she comes to Dart in the evening time, again, pay that, I guess, maybe half the fare and brings her back home. So she, I told her I was going to, you know, tell you, but I didn't know if you already knew. But that's just a benefit that we have here in Cedar Hill that it's amazing, you know, how many people already know about it. So, Kim, I'm going to come to you. You seem like someone who knows about the numbers. It's evident, obviously. But it's my understanding that we don't have 100 riders a month in Cedar Hill. We don't have 200 riders a month, but we have about, on average, how much a month?
Oh, do you know off the top of your head?
Well, I know we do about 800 trips a month on Star Now and about 800 trips a month on Demand Response. I believe they're still probably about in that. And that's been growing, you know, since day one. And I think, like you mentioned, you know, we're about to hit the year two mark. And so I think this is something that we'll work with the city and work with city council on to make sure that that continues to grow, you know, and adding service a little bit. You know, this isn't something that year one, you want to start with five or six vehicles and you've got wasted driver time and that sort of thing. It's a starter kit, a starter level of service. And you can look at past ridership reports and see it growing. And now we're at a point where we're kind of plateauing and we need to, you know, look at, okay, hey, it's time to expand, you know. And that's something that is normal, right, that we do with all of our cities.
Well, you far exceeded my expectation. So we're about 500-600, you know, riders a month here in Cedar Hill. But we have started about the same time with one of our neighboring cities, and I'm hearing that they only about 100 per month. So I'm bragging a little bit. But what's amazing is how much of a need it is, and it wasn't a loud knock on the door, you know, Mayor, we need transportation. So who would have known a year and a half that we engage with you for the need of a wheelchair motorized motorist, you know, going from destination to destination, to we actually have a need of 600 riders is actually, and again, these are not just recreational trips. These are trips going to, you know, going to college, going to school, coming to the library, going doing the essential needs, such as going grocery shopping or going to a doctor's appointment. And obviously, you know, our seniors are getting full advantage of going to exercise and being with their, you know, their fellow neighbors and friends.
And I think, you know, a lot of that ridership has to do with what you guys are doing as a city and having a, you know, a great senior center and having a great recreational center that they have places that they can go. You know, because we see in communities, you know, outside of this area, that they don't have that need. They don't have anywhere for people to go. Okay. But you guys have done a great job in giving them places to go.
Well, thanks for saying that, because the neighboring city, I don't know what they don't have versus what we do have. So I guess those amenities, the assets, that kind of contributes to some of the needs that our citizens want to take advantage of.
And it's, and again, I'm going to go back to what I said earlier. It's also city support.
Okay.
You know, and in transit, they always, you know, and we're, and when we talk to other transit agencies, it's about 3 years is where we look. You know, we can't expect to have great success the first. I mean, we would love, which we have, but give us 3 years. Let us build on this, you know, and as, you know, Tommy said, we're in year two, believe it or not. So we can only expect year three to even be even better, and building on what that branding, that marketing, all the things that you guys do and all the things that we do as well.
Well, let's keep the partnership strong. Let us know what more we can do, and we'd love to help you be successful.
Absolutely.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, you know, one of the things that, that I remember from the your mayor's address a couple months ago is the, I want to say, combination of the senior center moving over to the rec center.
Yes, sir.
And every time we go to a city's state of the city address, right, we always learn about new projects that are going on, and it's great. I really enjoy seeing some of these some of these improvements and enhancements. But you know, we were excited because that helps ridership.
Yeah.
And not that we want to try to grow numbers, but it makes it more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
Because whereas right now we're taking seniors to both places and on different days they're doing this and that, everybody will be going to one center.
Right.
And so that's just, you know, I know that that didn't play into the city's decision-making, but it's kind of an added benefit. You're making your transit service more efficient by doing that.
It kind of did. I mean, we didn't do it for your mission as for ridership, but we did do it for efficiency.
Yeah.
Because...
Well, sure, for city staff standpoint, you know.
That too, but when we did our study for the Senior Livability Committee, there was a lot of seniors that didn't know what was inside the rec center that they can actually utilize. And then there's a lot of seniors who was using the recreation center who never knew we had a senior center.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, yes, we're going to have a senior wing. So for those of you who haven't heard, the city of Cedar Hill is going to have a senior wing added to the current recreation center. And hopefully we're going to be able to have more of the needs and the resources for our seniors to be able to have underneath one roof. So, yeah, it was efficiency.
Yeah.
But you definitely will be the benefactor of getting our seniors to our location.
So, absolutely.
Yeah. So not everyone thinks about public transportation until they need it.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to someone who has never used it or might be unsure how to get started?
I'm going to take that one.
Sure.
I
do think, and Kim loves to brag on this program too, and so I'll let her chime in for sure. But when you talk about, you know, kind of travel training, right? A new rider that is maybe unsure of how to use transit, we offer a client advocate program that will go and meet that rider, show them how to use the system, and really do much more than that. You know, that's kind of the added benefit. The program is really there to help people that need extra assistance, going to the doctor's appointment, you know, going to VA or Big Baylor. You know, those are massive facilities, and having to navigate that on your own can be difficult. And so we'll provide staff that will go ride with that rider and make sure that they're able to do that safely and get back home, and they're not fearful that, oh my gosh, they took me out here and now they're not going to come back for four more hours and get me. No, we're going to make sure we get you home.
Yeah.
But also, you know, riders that need assistance at the grocery store, that maybe they can't reach the top shelf for their groceries, or maybe they're visually impaired and they need some assistance, and they don't have anybody else there to help them. And so Those are kind of the two purposes that we provide the extra assistance. Well, I guess that's three when you add in the travel training aspect of it. And we've seen that where we'll see, oh, okay, it looks like a client advocate rode with this person, but they only rode the first time. Well, that was more of a travel training ride. Right. You know, that we put staff out there to make sure that they're comfortable using the service, and then they see, oh, this isn't a big deal. All I do is call the call center and schedule my ride, or I can get on the app and we show them how to use it. The driver's friendly and professional, and it works out.
You know, we have a website. I would encourage them to go to startransit.org, and they can call our call center, you know, Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. Our staff is available to answer any questions that they may have. I give people my number to call if they have questions. You know, we always want somebody to feel comfortable in using our services. So
I would like to add, I've heard from so many different people how much the customer service is so positive for Star Transit. And I think one constant is your drivers. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think you're pretty consistent with your drivers, at least at the initial ride. The drivers get to know the passenger's name. You know, just a little thing kind of makes a big difference.
We get questions too about, you know, especially from someone that may be unsure of using the services. Our drivers go through a 2-week training process. Okay. They are background checked. They are drug tested upon hire, and then they're in a random pool throughout the year. So, you know, we have cameras on our vehicles. So from a safety standpoint, I think they could feel pretty good, you know, from that standpoint, that we're doing our due diligence to make sure that we have good drivers. Yeah. And they get customer service training. You know, that's something that's really important to Tommy and I's, you know, that you want people to be nice.
Right.
I mean, so, which I think we love all of our drivers.
Yeah.
So
yeah. It's the experience. Public service roles can sometimes come with a lot of pressure. I've definitely learned this firsthand as mayor. How do you stay connected to your purpose when things get a little overwhelming?
You know, I think that a lot of that goes back to teamwork. And we've got a really good staff. We've got a good group in our management team. And so able to lean on one another. And I appreciate the work that Kim does, and I think we've done a good job of putting together a team that works well together. And so, you know, I don't feel like there's ever this feeling of overwhelming, because I know that things are getting done, and I think they feel the same way.
Jeff, good.
All right, anything to add to that?
Nope. I think that's, we trust each other. Okay. I mean, that's from Tommy down to all of our drivers. I think we trust that they're going to do the job that they've been hired to do. And then they trust that we're going to make the, you know, decisions that we're making are going to be on their best behalf too. So.
Yeah. So I guess, Kim, how late do the vehicles run?
So we run Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay. And Tommy, what are the benefits to riding in with Star Transit?
You know, I think quickly, safe, affordable, convenient transportation, and that's providing regional connections as well.
Okay. I meant to ask you earlier, you said that the youngest rider can be 13. Is this unoccupied?
Yes.
Okay. Can you kind of expound on that?
So they just have to be, they just have to be 13 to ride by themselves.
Okay.
So we typically, I think that's about the age in school, they start getting school IDs.
Okay.
And so we just went to 13. 12 and under do ride free. We started that during COVID, and we saw some single parents using our services during that time.
Okay.
And it was becoming cost prohibitive because they had several children. So our board of directors made that change, and we've continued that even throughout, even now, they're free.
And you said earlier about the pre-scheduled routes. Is that for, like, I know I'm going to travel Monday through Friday, same route, same routine. Is that kind of what that means?
Yeah, so we also have something called a subscription.
Okay.
That we do have some riders that will qualify for a subscription where they don't have to call and book that every single day.
Okay.
Similar to going to the senior center. If we know we've got a group of riders that go to the senior center every single day at 9 a.m. and they get picked up at 1 p.m., they're on what's called a subscription, a reoccurring trip, so they don't have to call and schedule that every single day. A lot of dialysis riders, they've got dialysis treatment Monday, Wednesday, Friday. They call up, we set that up, so it takes the burden off of them, and they know that they've got their trip.
I know we can go to the website, get more additional information. There may be some additional information on the app itself. But Kim, if you could share with us the different levels of fares for a different ridership.
So for the demand response, which is our pre-book service, it's based on mileage. Mm-hmm. So it's anywhere from $1 to $12. That $12 is for a trip that's 25 miles plus. So really and truly, you're probably going to pay between that $1 and $6 range. Mm-hmm. It is half fares for 60 plus veteran and disabled. So that's for our demand response. For our Star Now service, because you are limited to this, to the city limits of Cedar Hill, Duncanville, and DeSoto, it's $2 and then $1 for that discounted category. So you can go anywhere you want to on the same day service in Cedar Hill for that $1 or $2.
And I'm attributing this to Uber, but the Star Now, if I push, it could be there in 5-10 minutes, maybe?
That is correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And also, Kim, I think, and Tommy maybe used there, but I think we did a ribbon cutting when your audition kicked off. And then we have like a new apparatus or brand new that we was either getting built or ordered or something.
Well, we had brand new vehicles when we started the service.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was one of the things that we were kind of waiting on to start, was waiting on for some new vehicles to arrive. Those vehicles came in, and that's when we did that ribbon. I think that was in June, maybe.
Yeah. The other thing is all of our vehicles are ADA compliant. All of our vehicles are ADA compliant.
Yes.
So which it doesn't matter, you know, which vehicle gets dispatched out. If someone uses a mobility device, we can pretty much accommodate them.
Yes, and. As it relates to ridership, I mean, I know we in Cedar Hill, so I'm not surprised why Cedar Hill would, people want to come to Cedar Hill or vice versa, but what attributes to the ridership increasing here in Cedar
Hill? So there's several things that we see. One of the things that we attribute is gas prices. Mm-hmm. That often we'll see a fluctuation in ridership, but that's more of an immediate. Tommy and I talked about this on the way here. You know, people want to age in place. Mm-hmm. So as you see that population get a little bit older, or even families that are moving to this area, you know, they want to age in place. And so having that public transportation allows them to be able to do that, from a senior needing to get to the senior center, or from someone 13, 14, 16 going to their first job. You know, they want to be able to, you know, we have that service that's available to them to be able to kind of that age in place. So we, you know, as your population grows, I think we'll see our ridership grow as well from all different stages of life, really.
What I really love is usually people go out, secure a contract, usually see higher leadership, such as executive directors. But we have been with Star Transit for just about 2 years now, and still who comes to our events, it's the executive director. It's the assistant executive director. So thank you, Tommy and Kim, for both being here and for the work that you are doing to make transportation more accessible here in Cedar Hill. You are helping make daily life better for many people, and we are proud to have Star Transit as our partner. Come out to Cedar Hill Farmers Market this summer for fresh produce, baked goods, and local crafts. The Farmers Market is in historic downtown Cedar Hill at Cedar Street and Houston Street on the 2nd and 4th Saturdays from May through October, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. I am excited to invite you to the Best Southwest Juneteenth Festival on Saturday, June 14th. This year, the City of DeSoto is hosting the celebration at Grimes Park from 5 to 10 p.m. Celebrate freedom with us through live performances, food vendors, arts and crafts, and more. Now it's time for our listeners to have the floor. This gives us an opportunity for me to hear from you. So I am excited to be able to answer your questions. Be sure to visit the link below in the show descriptions to be able to submit your questions. So first question I have is from Maya. What is one habit that you do every day? Every day, I would say, well, majority days out of the week, I have to try to get some type of exercise in, whether it's, cardio or just stretching. So that's a habit. If I don't do that, my day seems to not go right. So that's probably one habit that I would say I do every day. And also, I try to pray every day as well. So those are actually two habits that I do every day. My second question I have is from Chris. What is something people would be surprised to learn about you? I would think that people would be surprised to know that I am a introvert. I guess you call me an introvert, extrovert. Actually, when the cameras and lights are on, I would rather kind of just be to myself. But when it's time for camera, lights, action, I could just turn it on and, I'm a social butterfly. So I would like to say that people would be surprised that I am an introvert, extrovert. Well, that concludes our questions for today. So look forward to hearing from you again for our next episode. To our listeners, if you are looking for a reliable, local, and affordable way to get around, give Star Transit a try. And for more information on services, schedules, and regional connections, visit startransit.org. Mm-hmm. This link is also in the show description. Thank you for tuning in to The Elevate Effect, where we are raising the bar on leadership, community, and connection. See you next time for another great conversation. And as always, I leave you with this. The art is not about making money, but it is to keeping it. Save wisely, invest smart, and build generational wealth. See you next time. Thank you.